the group expelled from our Carmelite order. In the year 2000, a group of priests and nuns were expelled from the Order of Carmelites of the Holy Face. Since then, some of them have continuously slandered and insulted, in many different ways, the Holy Church of Christ and Mary, the One, Holy, Catholic, Apostolic and Pomerian. Perhaps you have learned of the Pomerian Christian Church through their words and you visit this website out of natural curiosity and interest, and partly to see how we respond to the numerous accusations that they make against us. A group of priests and nuns are expelled from the order and start talking bad about L. Palmer. Does this sentence not say it all? Is there any need for a greater rebuttal to their words? Is it not strange that a group of people who for years until they were expelled, did not appear bothered at what they are now indignant about? Why do they only hurl abuse now when they find themselves expelled from an order that they did not want to leave voluntarily? If this religious order were as bad and perverse as the members of this group say, then why did they remain within it for so many years when at any moment they could have left? It certainly wasn't for the money, because they had taken a vow of poverty and didn't earn anything for themselves. The simple fact of having stayed 10 or 15 years in the order naturally leads us to think that they believed that it was the true church and they wanted to be part of it. Moreover, it's worth bearing in mind that the members of this group expelled from the Order of the Carmelites of the Holy Face should have more thoroughly examined their own conscience and sincerely confessed their own grave sins, instead of pointing out much less serious defects in others, in the same way as the Sandrites in the times of Christ hypocritically rent their garments when pointing out alleged defects in others, while hiding their own very serious ones. We shouldn't forget, for example, that some of them, who called themselves the chaste ones, currently live sacrilegiously cohabiting, and some even with former nuns from the same group.